everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are just taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 3일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is from 1986 here, 1986년에 나오는 헤드라인인데, this one is talking about these kind of lost and found bulletin boards. So we'll just take a look at it here in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So it says here, 대학가 재치 넘치는 분실물 게시판. And so what the 대학가 here is talking about is University Street, but it's not the way you guys might think of it as like 가 being like the actual name of the street being like University Avenue or University Boulevard. It's not like that. It's more of like the culture street, I guess you could say. So for example, when we talk about Wall Street, you'll often hear 월가 for like Wall Street. And so here in this case, they're metaphorically referring to university culture rather than like an actual street. Does that make sense there? Because 대학 is, you know, university and 가 is street. So I hope that's kind of helpful here. We're talking about this university culture and how witty they are. And that's where that 재치 넘치다 comes in there. 재치 넘치다 is talking about being like really witty and kind of humorous. And apparently the reason they saw this was there were these witty kind of comments on the lost and found bulletin board. And so you guys might know 게시판. You'll see a lot on websites where people will comment on different kind of boards, or we'll refer to them as bulletin boards or member boards. Here the 게시판 where they write those comments. And then 분실물 is talking about the lost and found, of course. And so what they're saying here is back in 1986, when people started losing, you know, items, whether it be a term paper or whether it be a calculator or whatever it might be, on these bulletin boards that are usually the information boards, people would start posting these little memos. But it wasn't just like lost calculator. It would be these really funny things ranging from like, oh please, like poetic sort of like, please return to me back my beloved calculator, to like things like death threats, even not like serious, but you know, just kind of funny, hey, if you don't give this back to me, I'm gonna find you, sort of these kind of hilarious, witty comments that they would put up there. And so some people kind of be like, oh, do the moral thing, do the right thing, give it back here. And other people who actually found the items would kind of post funny comments about, oh, maybe you should keep better track of this, I found your calculator. And just kind of these back and forth here on these boards kind of became very common in the university culture, and people really enjoyed reading these as they would go by on their way to school. It was kind of a way to, I guess, express themselves, you know, express their humor, their wit, and just kind of, you know, be able to share that with everyone else and see if you get a giggle. And apparently that was a really popular thing here. But what made me laugh is just not even the wit about the memos. It's the whole culture here in Korea in terms of lost and found. Like, I don't know if you have ever been to Korea, but here, for example, at the airport, there are places where you can leave your phone, let it charge, and come back to it, and it's still there. The idea of having this in America would blow my mind. It wouldn't happen. Your phone would be gone. It would be stolen. But here in Korea, it's totally common. I mean, for me, the biggest shock when I came here, I think, would be when I would be at a cafe and I would put my phone down, and then I would come back, you know, maybe forget it, it fell off the table, onto the chair, and I'd leave, but then I'd come back, and it's still there. It blew my mind. 아니, 진짜로 한국에서는 뭐 핸드폰이나 뭐 카드를 카페 같은데 놔두고 나와도 나중에 다시 가보면 있을 것 같아요. I'm guarantee nine times out of 10 it will be there. But that to me is just such a cool part of the culture here. This whole, you know, kind of trust, I guess. Could we call it trust? I don't know. But it was something that took me a while to get used to here. But I'm curious about you guys. Have you ever lost something, an experience perhaps like me back in the States, the panic, the horror, shock horror of what might happen? Or is it kind of like Korea where it'll probably be there when you get back? Let me know what your experience is. I'd love to hear about it and what it was that you lost in general. 네, 여러분은 물건을 잃어버렸다가 다시 찾은 적이 있나요? 어떤 물건이었나요? 50번의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 at koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. And our next song here is gonna be called Lost and Found and it's by Ellie Goulding. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, before we get into our final headline here, I do want to take a look at some of these messages you guys sent in when we were talking about the 게시판. So the 게시판 is talking about the bulletin boards, and here we had been talking about these fun lost and found ones, and Liamae was talking about a bulletin board at her university. It says, I actually saw one bulletin from uni saying, you're not a rich kid to be dropping wallets, you are a broke college kid. Expletives. And I really felt that in my bones. I never lost anything again. Do you know what? Honestly, that reminds me as well. I one time lost my USB in university, which was life-ending in my eyes. It had all my papers, all my banking information, important school information, login codes, all this stuff. And my friend said something similar. They were like, Kayla, you literally do not have the ability to lose these sorts of things, so don't. And I was like, ah, oh, you're right. So after that, I had this adorable little lanyard with my USB on it, kept it all nice and safe. But I feel that, Leah May. Thank you so much. And finally, Bea says, oh my God, I lost a lot, like a lot of umbrellas on the bus and jeepneys that I have to take a pic of the umbrella and make it my wallpaper until I go down to the bus station. That's actually a good idea, though, about taking pictures of your umbrellas so you never lose them. I have lost too many umbrellas to count. I think it'll be somewhere in the double digits by now, so that's not good. That's a great idea. Thank you so much, Bea. But as you guys know, we do have one more headline to get to, so let's get to it. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean, I'm just gonna take this headline, break it on down, give you those key words, the key phrases, and just the key information that you need in order to understand what is going on in current issues these days. So, keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article is going to be about something that I need to do later tonight when I get home. It is about exercising at home. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 home training에 대한 내용이네요. So, you guys, we've actually talked about home training. Home training, we call it the home t. So, when you hear it in the headline here, don't be surprised that home t is talking about home training. So let's take a look at it in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here, 헬스장도 못 가고 덤벨 짐볼로 고강도 홈트 하세요. And so when we're talking about that first part there, it's kind of complaining a little bit. It's kind of like, can't even go to the gym. Like, ugh, 뭐 헬스장도 못 가고. It's kind of like this little, like, complaint, you know, that they're having. And so the 헬스장 is kind of what we referred fitness centers or gyms as. We don't really say gym here. 헬스장 is like the place of health and workouts. So 헬스장 is your gym. And 또 못한다 or 또 못 간다. Like all these different things. The 못해 is saying you can't even do. That 도 on there kind of adds to the can't even do it. That kind of emphasis. Oh, we can't even go to the gym. We can't even do this. So it's kind of this 답답한 sort of Ah, like cabin feverish. Ugh, can't even do this frustrated feeling. But then that second part there is where we get the high intensity home training that you should try. And that's when we talk about the 고강도, which is high intensity. And then 홈트, which you guys remember is home training, just kind of shortened into a 줄임말 there. So the 공강도 홈트 하세요 is talking about please try doing these high intensity home trainings with dumbbells, which is of course dumbbell. Wow, that was a tough one, guys. And gym balls, which of course is 짐볼. You know, I don't know if we can keep up with that. But so basically the article is talking about how these days, because of COVID-19, it's really hard to ventilate these types of gyms and fitness centers and keep people, you know, about 6 feet away from each other and doing the 사회적 거리두기 and social distancing. So they recommend not going to these fitness centers and doing more home training. That's the 홈트. And they said that, you know, places in Seoul such as fitness centers, badminton courts, swimming pools, any of these like indoor facilities are kind of being suspended right now due to, you know, the COVID-19 situation. And so they kind of gave some options here as to what you can do at home in place of going to those sorts of 헬스장. And so what they recommended here is if you are trying to work on your upper body exercise, get a gym ball, 짐볼, remember, and try to work your core muscles by balancing on both sides with your feet there. Whereas if you want to do lower body exercise, they recommend using the 짐볼 to try squats. You can also use the wall and put your back up against that to kind of brace yourself and keep that position there. But they said, yeah, even if you don't have those machines, you're still able to do these exercises at home. So for me personally, I don't have room for a 짐볼 because they're big. But I do have dumbbells at home. The one thing I need is motivation. I don't, without a trainer, I am lazy. So I miss having my personal trainer to kind of whip me into gear. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you do a lot of home training, the 홈트? Or do you use dumbbells or these 짐볼s? Let me know. I'd love to hear in the comments. 네, 여러분은 덤벨이나 짐볼로 운동해보시 적이 있나요? 50번의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. And now our next song here is by Self and it's called Stay Home. Self-assertion, destiny, or slight diversion. Now it seems I've got my head on straight.